This is Communique from WHQR in Wilmington, North Carolina. I'm Gina Gamboni. The Wilmington Symphony Orchestra kicks off this year's Masterworks series this weekend, featuring Mussorgsky's Pictures at an Exhibition and Lalo's Cello Concerto in D minor. The concert also features a guest cellist, Ifatayo Ali Landing, who recently won the annual Sphinx Music Competition in Detroit. I spoke with Ifatayo and heard her playing parts of Lalo's concerto.
I am playing the Lalo Cello Concerto in D minor, and I've been playing this piece for quite a while, but I always try to find ways to make it more interesting for myself, so just changing little things here and there. But this piece is very, it's like a playful series. More in the second movement, it's very fun, jumpy, and like happy. When you play it, you want to smile. In the first and third movement, it's kind of a little more serious. There are more chords and double stops, just more notes happening at the same time.
Ifatayo just turned 15 years old, and she's already received honors from the DePaul Concerto Festival, the Society of American Musicians, the Illinois Philharmonic Orchestra Rising Stars Showcase, and more. But classical isn't her only musical interest.
I love all music. I mostly play classical music just because that's where I'm sort of more comfortable. But I will play anything. I also like to play hip-hop or R&B or pop.
Do you see the infiltration of the classical music into modern music, into today's music like hip-hop?
Yes, I've noticed it a lot more. So a lot of my favorite artists, like rappers or R&B singers, I notice now that they're incorporating orchestras in a lot of their music, or like a flute player. So like, and at least my favorite song, Mask Off, they had a flute solo. So there's a lot more classical music in that genre.
I asked Ifatayo what has helped her become so successful as a cellist.
I'm a very competitive person. I've always had a competitive spirit. The competitions helped me a lot because whenever I heard I was going to be doing another competition, I was like, oh, I need to practice all day so I can get in the competition and do my best. You know, I always want to get better, like just naturally. I never want to stay the same. I never want to just be at that level for too long. I'm always striving to do something better or more impressive. One of my main music goals right now is to play in Carnegie Hall. So one day that will happen, hopefully. And, well, a piece that I'm working on right now is Leonard Bernstein's Three Meditations from Mass. I just started it over the summer, and I'm trying to perfect it now. It's difficult, for me at least. Trying to figure out a way to make it sound good and make people understand the story that I'm trying to tell them or portray it to them, that's the difficult part.
The conductor of the Wilmington Symphony Orchestra, Stephen Arante, also stopped by our studio. He had a question of his own for Ifatayo.
Are you aware in yourself about when you realize that you're not just pushing your finger on the fingerboard and drawing your bow, but you're making a sound that makes people cry or laugh? Or I mean, when did you feel that emotional connection that music can create?
Well, I don't remember the first time I felt it, but I do remember the first time I realized that I did make people cry. One of my mom's friends actually came up to me after I performed. She was like, I cried through your entire performance. I was like, oh no, what did I do? She was like, no, it was just so beautiful. I realized, hey, my music can actually help people. Like, my goal after that point was to just find new ways to make my music make people feel something.
That was young cellist Ifatayo Ali Landing and conductor Stephen Arante. Ifatayo performs with the Wilmington Symphony Orchestra this Saturday night at 7:30 at the Wilson Center. Find details at whqr.org.